Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel Hu Haya Omer Al Tihi Vaz L'Chol Adam V'Al Tihi Maflig L'Chol Davar She'en L'Cha Adam She'en Lo Shah V'en L'Cha Davar She'en Lo Makom. Teaches Ben Azai, do not belittle anyone, do not dismiss anything, for there is no man who does not have his time, nor anything that does not have its place. In the classical commentaries in the Mishnayot, both Rashi and Rabbi Bar Tanur interpret this Mishnah to teach that someone who is powerless, someone who is harmless today, may in the future gain power and possibly potentially cause harm or refuse one's request for aid in the future. Thus, to forestall that possibility, we must not treat anybody disrespectfully, even at the smallest person, the most minuscule person, because you never know what may occur in the future. As we commonly refer today, colloquially refer to, don't burn your bridges. Just because you leave your job, don't treat your boss inappropriately. Who knows if you may need him or her tomorrow? Don't treat those who did you a wrong inappropriately in return, because who knows when you'll need a favor in the future? Never, ever, because you don't know what might have come. Let me share with you a few examples, one from Tanakh, one from Chazal, where we see this concept. The first you're very familiar with, of course, Yosef and his brothers. Earlier in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef's brothers mocked him. Mayu b'chalomos, of what's going to become of this dreamer? And they barraged and they bothered, poked fun, and beat Yosef, their youngster. And they didn't think anything of him. This little kid, a dreamer, who knows what's going to be of him? But in the end, we all know what occurred. It was Yosef who became the viceroy to Paro Mitzrayim. It was Yosef who was the economic leader, the head financier of all of the economic power in the land of Egypt, the man who controlled all of the finances and all of the agriculture in the entire country. It was them, the brothers, who ultimately needed Yosef. And of course, that is ultimately what caused the story that we all are familiar with at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov Ubanov, and Yosef certainly teaches his brothers lessons, and of course teaches us a lesson. Ki lemichya shlachani Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me for a reason, for a purpose. But at the end of the day, you see very clearly, it's not a good idea to treat somebody smaller, younger, or maybe even less powerful than you, inappropriately, because who knows what might occur. She'en lecha adam, she'en lo sha. In the Chazal, Bereishis Rabba, Perek Samech Gimel, Osches, tells the story of the famous Roman leader, hard name to pronounce, Diocletian, as the Medrash refers to him, and his youngster, as he was a young Roman child, he was a swineherd in Tiberia. As the years passed and as he got older, but still as a youngster, he would pass the base medrash, and the Jewish children would scoff him, would laugh at him, would hit him. And who would imagine that some years later, this young Diocletian became the emperor of Rome. And he decided that he would avenge the insults that he received as a youngster from the Jewish children of the base medrash by destroying all of the Jewish community of Tiberia. The great Chachamim came and they appeased him and they told him, just because of what occurred in the past when you were a swineherd, this didn't occur now when you're an emperor. Why are you taking out on us of what occurred in the past? And I quote and I translate from the Bereishis Rabbah that Diocletian responded and he said, learn from this moment on never to insult anyone, not even the simplest Roman. Because look at what has happened now. Ultimately, Diocletian was able to avenge that which occurred to him. And at the end, of course, the Bereishis, the rabbi tells the story. The people of Tiberi were miraculously saved, and no challenge and nothing came out of it dangerously for Klal Yisrael, from the Jewish people of Tiberi. But nonetheless, this lesson emerges not only with Yosef, but again with this Roman leader, Diocletian. So of course, note and consider, contemplate and think how you talk to somebody, who you're talking to. Never take it out on anybody. Never treat anybody inappropriately. And even when it seems that there's going to be a parting of ways and there's a separation, never will you ever bump into an individual who you're having a hard time with. Don't think that that's the case. She'en lecha adam, she'en lo sha. Who knows when that moment will come? Who knows when that time is going to come? But always treat people with respect. I have a question on this Mishnah. I'm not sure I have a powerful answer for it or not, but the truth is, why does this Mishnah belong in Maseches Avos? Maseches Avos, of course, is about ethics, about Mussar, Hashkafa, Torah ideas, Torah thoughts, and certainly the most basic precedents and paramount lessons that are taught to us in Maseches Avos. But where does this fit in? Why is it that Ben Azai teaches us, Al tihi vaz l'chol adam, v'al tihi maflig l'chol davar, don't despise any man, don't reject anything, because who knows when that individual will have his time and place? Well, that's just good advice. That's just smart thinking. Why is that such a Jewish point? Why is that such a Jewish thought that belongs amongst other classic tenets of our faith in Mishnayos Avos? The thought that I have, the only thought that I have, but I'll give you something to think about maybe further, is that indeed what this is teaching is that when you say something, who knows the ramifications that it could have on others? Because you said something inappropriate, who knows how that will impact or affect others? So yes, take into account the way you treat somebody. Al tivaz l'chol adam, al timafli l'chol adam, because even though you say something inappropriate and you're creating a scenario where that individual may ultimately take it out on Klal Yisrael. And that's really the story of Diocletian Maseches in the Medrash in Sefer Bereishis, that even though the youngsters bothered and mocked and hit and berated this young emperor, at the end of the day, the emperor was willing to take it out on all of Klal Yisrael, all of Jewry, not just the kids that used to bother him. Therefore, this Mishnah is teaching us, don't think that a relationship between two people and your relationship with another individual is unique to the two of you, but recognize the impact, the ramifications, the effects that it can have on others. And thus, this Mishnah fits squarely into Maseches Avos, recognizing how our interactions, our communications, and all of the relationships that we have can impact our family, our friends, our neighborhood, and Klal Yisrael. Look and note how far things go and the ramifications and ultimately everything that emerges from simple conversations and the things that we do when we're young, the things that we do when we're middle-aged, the things that we do when we're older can impact so many people. And thus, this Mishnah teaches us this crucial comment. Al tihi maflig l'chol davar, al tihi vaz l'chol adam, she'en l'cha adam she'en l'sha'ah, Ve'en l'cha davar she'en l'makom. Have a wonderful day.